أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام لتأكلوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون. Verse number 188 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after explaining the laws or certain laws of fasting, and then yesterday we discussed one or two laws with regards to i'tikaf, Allah then moves on to a different topic and explaining certain other laws with regards to the consumption of haram and unlawful wealth, or consuming wealth, properties, via haram means and unlawful means. Now you might ask that what is the correlation, what is the connection between consumption of haram or unlawful wealth, acquisition of unlawful wealth, and that of i'tikaf and fasting. So the Mufassirin and the scholars explain that Allah mentions the laws pertaining to unlawful wealth after explaining the laws of fasting and i'tikaf is because in fasting and i'tikaf, there are restrictions. We are prohibited from engaging in halal. What is halal becomes haram for us while fasting. In i'tikaf also, what is halal becomes haram for us. So once we have trained ourselves to stay away from that which is lawful during the month of Ramadan by fasting and via i'tikaf, it becomes so much more easier for you to stay away from that which is already unlawful and which is already forbidden. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا. أَكَلَ يَأْكُلُوا means to eat, to consume, to devour. Do not devour, do not consume أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ, each other's wealth. أَمْوَال is a plural of mal. أَمْوَال, do not devour each other's wealth بِالْبَاطِلِ through unlawful means, through falsely, through impermissible means. One example of that is a person, for example, he advances a loan and he demands an additional amount, 20%, for example, of the capital amount of the loan that was advanced. He places such a condition on the debtor that 20% over and above what was given as a loan should be returned to him as well. So this is, Allah says, even though the other party may be happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَيْنَكُمْ. بَيْنَكُمْ meaning both are happy with the deal, but it is an unlawful means of acquisition. Allah says, do not devour each other's wealth through al-baatil, through unlawful means and acquisition. وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ. Allah says, and then you take these cases, cases of property, you take them to the hukam. Hukam, the plural of hakim. Hakim is a person of authority. Then you go to the courts, and now you fight with regards to wealth, and regards to property, and regards to certain rights. Allah says, وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ, and you take these cases of property and wealth to the courts, and there you go and tear one another's reputations apart over wealth and property. لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ. Why are you going to the authorities with these cases and with these matters? لِتَأْكُلُوا, simply because you wish to devour. فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ, a portion of the people's wealth. You wish to devour it بِالْإِثْمِ, falsely, and through sin. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and you know what? You know fully well that that property or that wealth does not belong to you, yet you go with it to the courts and you go to with it to the authorities. And how often we see this happening amongst family members also, that they go to the courts and they are fighting it out there regarding certain property and wealth. Allah says, you know, antum ta'alamun, you know fully well that you are in the wrong. It does not belong to you. You have no right over that wealth. Why are you taking it to the authorities? From here, scholars explain that Allah has stipulated, antum ta'alamun, if you know that you do not have any right and any share in that property and that wealth, and now you are taking it to the authorities and the courts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not allowed that. But where there's a misunderstanding, there's a misunderstanding. You are a business partner with somebody, and there's a misunderstanding as to whether that really is your share, you have right in it, or You do not have a right in it, and now you go to the authorities and to the courts to have the matter settled over there, then that there is no harm. Because there you are not sure as to whether you are really the owner or not. Allah moves on to another topic. Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said, "Ya Rasulullah, we witness the waxing and the waning of the hilal, the crescent. Right? It starts off as a very fine crescent, and then it develops. Explain this process of the waxing and the waning of the moon that we witness every month. What is this? It doesn't happen with any other, creation of Allah, such as the sun. We don't see this happening with the sun. Why does it happen to the moon? What is this? What's the significance?" Allah says, "Yas'alunak." Very often this expression is used in the Quran. "Yas'alunak." They come asking you. They have asked you. So Allah says, "Yas'alunak." They ask you, "Anil ahilla," regarding the ahilla. Ahilla is the plural of hilal. Hilal refers to the crescent, the new moon. So, O Nabi of Allah, they come and ask you regarding the different hilals, the 12 hilals, the 12 new crescents that they witness during the lunar year. Qul, Allah says, "Hiya mawaqit linnas." It is a means of measuring time. From here, Allah establishes that the Muslims will use the lunar calendar to establish times, to establish important events, to establish different months of the year, etc., etc. Allah says, "Say to them, O Muhammad, the waxing and the waning of the moon, these new crescents that you see every month, hiya mawaqit linnas, it is a means of measuring time for mankind, wal hajj, and it is a means of measuring the days of hajj. When is the first of Dhul Hijjah, the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the 10th, all these important dates related to Hajj, you measure them via the crescents and via the hilals. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding.